The Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud, applaud. Yes, my brother, my sister, the title of my message is Why is God's Spirit called Holy Ghost? This question was asked to myself one day when I was meditating, and then this question came to myself. Why is God's Spirit called Holy Ghost? Why do you say Holy Ghost? It's a question that was asked to me. Because God is a spirit, but why that spirit is called the Holy Ghost? Begin to ask that question yourself. Maybe in your meditation, you're going to help me find the answer. Yes. Communicate with me by faith so that you will help me find the answer. Why is God's spirit, why the spirit of God called Holy Ghost? Begin to ask that question to yourself and begin to find the answer. As you find the answer, the Holy Ghost will be happy. The Holy Ghost will be happy of you because you manifest a desire to know God. King David said it. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I want to grow. I want to grow. I'm just a baby. I want to continue being closer to you. Draw me closer to you. I want to be in the Holy of the High. According to the book of Psalm 91, when you and I will dwell in the temple of the Most High, protection is our portion. Blessing is our portion. Deliverance is our portion. Grace and favor is our portion. Sometimes we will understand that you and I, we have the same problem, the same situation. But the way I'm going to handle my situation is different from yours. Why? Because we do have different grace and different favor. We have the same problem. Maybe we are owing a person some money. You are owing the same amount. Me, I am owing the same amount. But you will understand that maybe that person who is owing the same amount than mine will be tormented in such a level he will not have peace. But me, I'm owing the same amount. The way they're going to treat me, the way they're going to consider me, when I present my situation to the person, please just be patient a little bit. Please. Have mercy. Just be patient. I want to pay after 2 months. The person is going to say, okay, let it be as you said it. That is grace and favor. Another person is going to say, please, I want to pay after 2 months. That person is going to say, no, you have to do it now, now, now. If not, I will do this and that and that. Meaning that there is a problem. There is no grace. There is no favor. I am talking to someone. So we mean that we do have situation. Everyone has a situation. I have a situation. But the way my situation is handled, it is different from the way you handle it. Why? Because we have different grace, different favor. There is no one in this world who going to say that he does not have problem. Everyone, even government, they have problem with the other government. Rich men have still problem. They have money today, but money does not even buy healing power. The doctor gonna say, you have given me everything. I have put it in this body, but nothing is responding. The medicine is not responding. You have spent a lot of money. I have used my talent, my intelligence, but nothing is working. Nothing is working. The doctor saying, this is above my knowledge. This is above my intelligence. This is above my medical academic knowledge. You need grace. You need favor. You need that power of the womb we are talking about. You need the spirit, the power of God. You and I, we need the spirit, the power of God. The spirit, the power of God to do what a doctor can't do. To do what a teacher can't do. To do what a government can't do. You and I will need the spirit power of God. Where our intelligence is limited, it is where the skill, the wisdom of God starts. You and I will need to acknowledge God. God is a spirit. God is a spirit. In the book of John, we understand John chapter 4, God is a spirit. And those who worship him, they worship him in the spirit and in truth. We need to worship God in the spirit and truth. God is spirit. Now, here we are. As I was saying, the title of my message is Why is God the Spirit called Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Yahweh. Yahweh is a spirit. Spirit. It is a person that you and I don't see. We have God who is a spirit, and the owner of a spirit is God. God is a spirit, and he is the owner of all the spirits. And the Bible is telling us that Jehovah controls all the spirits. Bad spirits, good spirits, he controls the demon, he controls the demons, he controls witch and wizard, he controls the sangoma, everyone, he controls you and I. Now, let us see. There are different types of spirits. God, who is the master of a spirit, the creator of everything, he is the one who created Lucifer. God is the one who created the devil. Know it very well. The devil did not create himself. Demon, they did not create themselves. It's God who created the devil, Lucifer. For you to know it better, please go on YouTube, search one of my teaching, Free Will. Just tap it, Free Will. On YouTube, you tap Free Will, Pastor Daniel Waxon. You will understand what I'm talking about. You will know the reason why God created Lucifer. The reason why God created Satan is the one who created all spirits. That is why he has the power to control every spirit. If today you and I, we have problems with the devil, it can be resolved. That situation can be resolved. If you have problems with the devil, it is not a bad problem. It's not a big deal. Because our God, who is the creator of everything, will help you to resolve the situation. But it is dangerous if you have a problem with God. Where will you go? If today you and I, we have a problem with Jehovah, where will you go? Jonah, in the Bible, he had a problem with God, Jehovah himself. Not with the devil. Not with Satan. But the problem with Jehovah. He tried to run. He ran. God, who is a spirit, he was watching. He was following him. And he created trouble in the ship where he was. There are people, they have problem with God. Now, if you walk with them, you may have problem. Because when God punish that person, the punishment may affect you. Because people in that ship, they were affected. God's spirit is following Jonah. Jonah is running away from God. He could not succeed because the spirit is faster than ourselves. The spirit is faster than a plane. The spirit is faster than any other thing. Why? Because the spirit has his we call it omnipresence. Please follow the message. The spirit is omnipresence. He has an omnipresence attribute. The spirit has the attribute omnipotence. Omnipresence means the spirit of God is everywhere. So if You want to run away from God. You want to go to Malawi. To run from God, you go to Malawi. He's there. If you want to run from God, you go under the sea. He's there. If you want to run from God and you find yourself in a witch and wizard house, let me go and hide myself in a fetish house. He's there. Even in hell, God is there because he's a spirit. Jonah could not run away from God. He tried, but he could not. Until he found himself in the belly of a fish. Under the sea, Jonah asked forgiveness. He had a problem with God, not with man, because he disobeyed to the command of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jonah found himself inside the belly of the fish. What he did, he humbled himself, he came back. You and I, we understand that God is omnipresent. Is omnipresent, meaning that the attribute of God we understand here, omnipresence. Omnipresence means he is everywhere. He's in your house, he's in the church, he's everywhere. That is why when we pray or we offer deliverance services, he manifests. Why? Because he's there. Because he's there. In your house, you pray, God is there. You need to believe in God's omnipresence attribute. You need to believe in God's omnipresence attribute. You need to believe in God's omnipotence attribute. Omnipotence means that he has the power to bless, power to destroy, the power to create, the power to curse, the power to kill, the power to give life. So that is the omnipotence of God. The omniscience of God. I'm explaining the spirit of God. The omniscience of God is that he knows everything. What you know, God knows it. What you don't know, God knows it. So he knows everything. What you know, God knows it. What you don't know, God knows it. So you can't hide something from God. Whatever you know inside your heart, God knows it. So the issue here is that since we know that God knows everything, we need to know how to behave. God is a spirit. See how the power of the Spirit of God is. Omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience. Are you following? Good. Then another element to add on top of that, it is eternity. In God, there is eternity. The Spirit of God presents eternity. Eternity means forever. So whoever is under God benefit of the eternity of God. You and I, if we are under God, we benefit of the eternity of God. That is why we talk about eternal life. Why eternal life? Because we are under God. We follow him. Him is eternal. Whoever follows him becomes eternal. The spirit we are talking about here is something you can't see. So, what is a spirit? The spirit is a non-physical thing. A non-physical thing that contains power. Spirit has a power. Every spirit has a power. Every spirit has a power. So it is a non-physical thing that contains power. So you can't see the spirit. Now, when you see God, who is the owner of a spirit, he has distributed the spirit inside the animals, the spirit inside the animals. Animals, they have a spirit. Each animal has a spirit. In men, we have spirit and soul. All these, they are spiritual parts that you can't see. So spirit produces emotions, characters. It's a spiritual part which is in man. Spirit is a non-physical part, component of man. And that's what makes man to be man. When you talk about, you mean here, woman and man. Man, capital M, man. Woman and man. Do you understand about Giselle? When you talk about man here, we refer to woman and man. C'est-à-dire l'homme et la femme. Donc, man avec grand M. So, double M, man, we are talking about here. So, man here is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in the body. So, this body has been given to us to live in. It's our house. Our house. The real Pastor Daniel Waxon is not this you see. The real me, it is what is inside me. And what is inside me is my spirit. Me. My spirit is me. That is why when you and I, we die, this body is buried down. My God may come and eat it. But you and I, we will go somewhere. We will go either to heaven or to hell. There are only two department, the department of light and the department of darkness. That is how it works. I'm talking spirit. This is spirit. Today it is about spirit. So you understand that God in heaven is called the spirit, and the spirit of God, it is holy. Why? Because when he created different spirits, many spirits, as we explain, the spirit in the animals, the spirit in men, I have explained, and there is the spirit in the angels, and the spirit in demons. Please understand, all those spirits are many. The spirit in the angel of God, the spirit in Lucifer, Satan, and the spirit of demons. Demons, they are spirits. Now, all this, they are called spirit being. Spirit being. Why being? Because they are living. They are living. The angel of God, they are living. They are being. But spirit being. God, who is the master of spirits, his spirit is holy. That's why we call it Holy Spirit. Okay, now let us go. Holy Spirit. We have not yet talked about the Holy Ghost, but here we are talking about the Spirit of God, which is holy. Now, when we talk about the Spirit of God, which is holy, and God, who is the generator of every spirit, we have seen animals having a spirit. That's why they are living. We have the angels, they have a spirit, and you have a demon. So all this, when you talk about the angel, demon, they are spirit being. Why? Because they are living. They are spirit being. But in this category of spirit beings, we have good spirit and bad spirit. The good spirit, they are in the side of God. And the bad spirit, they are in the side of Lucifer, Satan. So on earth, we are controlled. This earth is controlled by two main spirits. The spirit of God and the spirit of the devil, Lucifer, who is represented by Satan. Why? Because Lucifer was the angel of God, a worshiper in heaven. And God threw him down on earth. is the one who came on earth. He was living inside the water, in the form of a spirit being. Lucifer was in heaven. He was a worshiper. He was doing the right thing with God. By the time he started misbehaving, God threw him down. And he went down there on the earth. The Bible is saying the earth was covered by waters. Darkness was everywhere. That is why darkness represented Lucifer, Satan. He is the first personality who were on earth. The earth did not have form, any form. According to the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, there was no form on earth, but Lucifer was there because the darkness was there. Darkness represented the That is why what God did, the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, the earth did not have any form. Darkness was covering the earth, and the water was there, and the Spirit of God was hovering the waters. The Spirit of God was hovering the waters. But under the water, darkness, Lucifer, that is why Lucifer right now is represent his whole kingdom. It is inside the water. Every demon, every evil spirit which is coming from water will understand that spirit is stubborn, very strong. Because the kingdom is inside the water. The first kingdom of Lucifer is water. He was under the water. That is why we talk about serpent, Leviathan. Why? Because that is where they belong, inside the water. They are spirit beings that they can move everywhere. Why spirit? Because they can move everywhere. They can go in America, they go to Malawi, they go to South Africa, they can enter churches, they can be everywhere. You are here, we are listening to the word of God. We are following the word of God, but you will understand that when you start praying the prayer of deliverance, a person starts manifesting. That person who is manifesting is not him. You need to understand, it's not him. It's the evil spirit inside that person who is manifesting. If you don't understand it, you will misbehave even before your brother. You will not even greet him. Because the person who is going to misbehave, you're going to say anything, you're gonna talk bad words, you're gonna do whatever you want. The devil is the one who's speaking using the tongue of the brother. So why after deliverance you run away from that brother? No, it's the devil who's doing it, and the devil has gone away. The brother and the sister is now free, so he's still a person to love and to consider. In many churches, when it is like that, people now they do groups. A group of people that are okay, a group of people that manifest in the church. So they are not separated, meaning that it's a problem of teaching. They don't understand things of the spirit. So we understand here very well. God himself, he has seven eyes. Seven eyes, meaning that seven spirit himself. Seven eyes, seven spirit himself. God. Among that, we have the spirit of wisdom, understanding, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of counsel. Those are seven spirits of God. He has the power and to control everything. So he is the master of every spirit, and he controls every spirit. Now, God, who is spirit, he is holy, because holiness is God. That is why we call him Spirit, Holy Spirit. Why Holy Spirit? Because that is the Spirit of God, and God is holy. So the Spirit of God is holy.